This is Day to Day. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the first Muslim elected to Congress wants to be sworn in using the Quran instead of the Bible. Is he allowed to?
Yes. The answer is yes. And our Luke Burbank will explain why. But first, scientists now say that if the Asian bird flu comes to North America, it won't fly here, at least not on its own. The culprit may be the live poultry trade. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Marm Kilpatrick led the new study. He's a biologist with the Consortium for Conservation Medicine. To illustrate how he thinks the Asian bird virus is likely to enter the United States, Kilpatrick went to a pond in New York's Central Park where Canada geese, mallards, and a swan contend for bread crusts.
And they're just kind of swimming around in the pond here, and they're eating some and pooping some. And the two main transmission routes for bird flu are, in fact, through poop and then taking the virus back in when they feed, and then also through infections in the throat.
Kilpatrick thinks the virus, called H5N1, might get to this and other American ponds by a two-step process. It'd start with infected poultry shipped, maybe legally, to some other country in this hemisphere.
So if migratory birds were to mingle with backyard poultry in Mexico or Brazil or Central America or even in Canada, and then become infected, then they might migrate north or south to the U.S., and then the virus could infect one of the geese or ducks in front of me here simply by foraging in the same pond with these birds.
This scenario comes from a new analysis of how the virus jumped from its home base in Southeast Asia to 52 countries on three continents since 2003. It appears in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
In Asia, it appeared that poultry trade was responsible for about half the introductions, whereas in Europe, both the original introduction into Europe as well as the subsequent spread throughout Europe appeared to be primarily through migratory birds.
He says it got to Africa through both migratory birds and poultry shipments. Elizabeth Grushinski recently left the American Poultry and Egg Association for a government post. She's skeptical H5N1 could make the two-stage trip to the U.S. through poultry, then wild birds.
Yes, it could come to Central and South America. Would it be a problem? It could be a problem. Could it get into the United States that way? It probably could. Is it likely to? No.
She says that because other poultry diseases have largely been kept south of the U.S. border. If H5N1 did get here on the wings of wild birds, some say it wouldn't necessarily devastate the poultry industry because chickens are raised in sealed barns, except not all of them are anymore. A growing number are free-range chickens that by law spend part of their lives outdoors where they can mingle with wild migrants. Leslie Dieroff says the new study underscores there are still big gaps in scientists' knowledge about how H5N1 spreads. She heads the government's National Wildlife Health Center. This year, it tested samples from 21,000 wild birds, mostly from Alaska. Not one carried the deadly H5N1 virus, but she thinks it's just a matter of time.
You know, I don't say if anymore. I go with the majority of scientists who say when.
When the wild bird virus does get here, that won't mean people are in danger. It would still have to mutate to a form that could infect people easily. But it will mean another important line has been crossed. Richard Knox, NPR News.